Just a brief, just the introduction of the message, and we'll maybe share this next Sunday. Wednesday was Veterans Day, and Veterans Day, as many of you know, used to be called Armistice Day. Many folks refer to it as Armistice Day. It celebrates in 1918 the end of World War One, and World War One was the war to do what? To end all wars. Well, all wars will be ended when? When Jesus comes. That's so true. That is so true. Veterans Day is a date set aside to recognize all of our men and women who have served and are serving presently in our armed forces. Many have served in time of war, having put themselves in harm's way to defend freedom, and others have given their lives for the cause of freedom. And I believe the United States of America has been blessed with the most educated, the most vigilant, the most motivated, the most advanced, the toughest armed forces in the entire world. And in the world we live in today, it's important that our nation be strong in its military might. For there are times when the most loving, the most giving, and the most compassionate nations still face a foe determined to destroy them. It is good to have a strong military force. But listen, even beyond that, the true strength of any nation today is not in its armed forces. It's not in its guns or rockets or artillery or air power or naval power or even nuclear power or any other humanely developed instrument of war. The true strength of any nation today lies in its relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ, does it not? I'm going to tell you today that our nation, I believe, and many of you agree with me, that our nation is suffering the ills it's suffering today because it's moved away from the faith of its founding fathers. And one of the things that's so important for you and I to understand today as Christians, even though our nation is moving away from the Lord Jesus, our home does not have to move away. We can have peace, we can have joy, we can have happiness, we can have contentment in our homes if our hearts are centered upon the Prince of Peace, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so that's the message. That was the message this morning. It's not in the exterior force as much as it is in the interior force that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. It really brings security and just peace to the heart of individuals. And I trust this morning that you have the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ resting in you. The Bible says that if we'll confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And that's a wonderful thing. God has made it so simple for us to come into the kingdom of God. The Bible says, by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself. It's a gift of God, not by works, lest any man should boast. So we're not saved because of what we do, how we act, or where we go, or what we say. Although, where we go, how we act, and what we say brings, as Christians, how we do that brings a direct reflection upon our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we need to be very careful about where we go, how we act, what we say. Amen? But none of those things have anything to do with our salvation. God poured His blood out on Calvary's cross to open the door to eternal life. And this morning, if you're here and you're somehow you feel like you're caught up in a battle, in a war, and you're trying to fight it from the exterior, financially or however, physically, let me assure you that first and foremost of all, the victory over that situation is going to come by your personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. He'll give you peace. He'll help you through those barriers. No matter what you're facing, you need to grab hold of the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, that this nation would grab hold of the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ. My, what a wonderful turnaround there would be. But I believe with all my heart, and all the time I've been here, I've preached this. I believe the Lord Jesus is coming before this country ever turns around. The Lord Jesus Christ is going to be on the scene. And the thing is, before He comes, we need to make sure we're ready for His coming. Amen. So Barbara's we're going to have the invitation hymn. I appreciate each and every one of you. And Barbara, the invitation hymn is 387. If the Lord spoke to your heart in any way, shape, or form this morning, if something that was said, or you have a burden on your heart, you're carrying a burden, I tell you what you need to do. You need to step out and come down here and let me have a little moment of prayer with you. Just you and I will just pray together, and we'll just take that problem and lift it up to the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you get up from this altar, or when you get up from and you leave this sanctuary, I promise you, you're going to feel much better. You're going to feel much more secure knowing that You've casted all of your care upon Him because He says, I care for you. Let's stand and sing, shall we?